Cheney.
I talked to her, and apparently she was under the impression that you had attempted to make a call to her yesterday. I checked with Jack, and apparently that was not the case, and I think I assured her that we were doing everything and that you'd asked me to keep her advised of any information that came, and she, I think, was quite happy with the way it had gone.
All right, you know how to get in touch with her from time to time now.
We do have her number.
Now, you had heard anything from Mississippi?
Nothing in terms of information, but we got a new little bit of a problem. This fellow Schwerner's wife is going to be in Washington this afternoon. She's coming here from New York City in the company of Congressman Reed. And Congressman Reed's office called to say that she was coming and had requested a meeting with you. Now, I don't know anything about it other than that. She wants, I'm reading now from a note that came from Reed's office, she wants to see the president, or you if she can't see the president. They will be seeing Nick Katzenbach at 3 o'clock. Once again, people do things the most peculiar way. An additional note I get from Reed's office is this: the main purpose of the visit is to see the president. Apparently she did not get to see Governor Johnson. Time and Life magazine called Congressman Reed's office in Washington saying they understood Mrs. Schwerner was coming to see the president. Apparently she gave out the story in New York. It's another one of those thoughtless acts on the part of him. My intention was to meet her personally, but I thought I'd mention it to you.
Have we met with her before?
No, sir. She's the young... she's a wife who was down in Mississippi herself. She was in western Ohio at Oxford when her husband disappeared. She then went on to Mississippi and attempted to see the governor, but that didn't work very well. He refused to see her. She then went to New York to be with her parents over the weekend and is now en route back to Mississippi and is going to stop here in Washington. She will be in the accompanied by Ogden Reed. So there's no indication of, you know, of why she wants to see you or what information she has.
Well, I would see her and ask her everything she's got and just tell her that my schedule's been full for a week and read it what it is, Lodge and Dr. Bunning and Committee on Labor Management and Ambassador from the Arab countries and Senator Johnston and Security Council meeting and that you'll bring her in, you bring her in and out, and leave Reed and the rest of them outside, just bring her in and out, and that you be a witness to what happens, but you just bring her in while I have somebody else in here.
So you can shake her hand and tell her you're doing everything you can.
Yeah.
All right. I had one other call from Mrs. Goodman today. It was an interesting one. She's been sitting around trying to think of things that would be helpful, and one she hit upon was to have Mrs. Johnson issue a statement calling on all the mothers of Mississippi to be of help. I checked it out with Liz, who I believe talked to Mrs. Johnson about it, and the reaction there was they'd much rather stay out of it. You're doing everything you can, and that Mrs. Johnson never interferes when you're you have a major matter before you and are actively engaged in it. I haven't returned Mrs. Goodman's call yet, but that's roughly what I intended to tell her as nicely as I knew how.
Yeah. Tell her they'd consider that interference. Then they'd have the problem of all the other wives of government officials wanting to get in and create lots of problems.
Right, and I can, of course, indicate the deep concern that not only Mrs. Johnson, but everybody else shares with her. Our St. Augustine thing has not fallen apart yet, but we've had an extremely difficult time getting four principles that we could get together. One of the Negroes that Mr. Wolf offered was perfectly acceptable. The other one is not. We're now, Governor Bryant's been trying to work out a package deal where they add a white member and a Negro member and come up with six, and he's exceedingly personally involved in the thing and spending most of his time doing it. He said yesterday that he was fearful that Judge Simpson, the federal district judge, was going to issue ruling holding him in contempt and barring the state from interfering with nighttime demonstrations. Now, our information from justice is it may not be that way at all. I don't think the judge wants to have it happen. And in any event, I think the governor was just saying that he may be in a position soon when he doesn't think he can control it. Now, he hasn't said that, and he hasn't used his National Guard yet. He's got a few places to go, but he's beginning to look like the pressure's getting him, and he's not sure he can control the situation. He had to say that, apparently, in his hearing in order to justify his position of ruling out nighttime demonstrations. It doesn't look very good if he says that he can't control it if they are nighttime, and the court says, okay, they're going to be nighttime anyhow. But it's still quite possible that we can work it out, and it looks like the makings of an agreement is there. Mr. Wolf was very discouraged yesterday. This morning, he's back in an optimistic frame of mind and much more willing to meet with people today than he was yesterday. King is still extremely anxious to be out of the city. He just wants to get out as much as he can, and it looks like he's going to be able to, but the damn solution is always just 2 inches outside of our grasp, it seems. You know, I think he just about got it, and it slithers away, but everybody has got a little more optimistic attitude down there today in the situation. Of course, we will be kept advised, but we have tried to get out of it in a direct sense, in that for about 24 hours, the governor would call me, I'd call Burke would call King. Now we've kind of got one of King's men talking to one of the governor's men, and they're negotiating kind of directly, and it looks like they will get all of the people to agree sometime today to sit down. In the meantime, King has had his people for three nights in a row. They did not march, and nobody's been hurt, and I have a feeling that the situation has eased just a little tiny bit, but I am keeping right in close touch with the governor.
Where's he going to break out next when you get Mississippi and St. Augustine, Maryland or somebody?
Mr. President, I wish I knew. I'll swear. It's like trying to walk around on a dozen eggs.
Is anything else, Burke Marshall, you can figure out we could be doing in Mississippi so we show a little concern without starting any fight? I guess we ought to call the governor and ask for how things are going. But there's no...
Wouldn't hurt. One thing Nick Katzenbach reported this morning was that he had talked to Governor Johnson, I think Saturday or Sunday, and had offered him to use this fellow by the name of Mann. He was a guy who had been the Alabama Highway Commissioner or State Police Commissioner. And the governor was fairly interested in it. If he thought he could get away with it, that he would have this fellow Mann sort of be attached to Dulles and serve as a liaison between the state law enforcement people. They have a Colonel Birdsong who's in charge of their operation in Mississippi, and with the FBI and the Justice Department. And the governor was thinking that over the weekend as to whether he thought he could do it. He believed that there might be some problem, but he figured that it made a little sense to him to have a fellow like that who's a Southerner, who's experienced, and who was not in any way a bad name. The only strike he had against him was that this fellow had been let out by Governor Wallace, but apparently with no hard feelings. It was just a political reshuffling of his cabinet when he took over. Nick had therefore been in touch with the governor, and I'd see no reason why you couldn't.
Ask Nick and Burke Marshall to figure out something that I ought to be doing today, if anything, to keep in touch with him.
All right, Burke and Mr. Dulles met Saturday with the National Council of Churches in an effort to get them to have a much tighter control over these kids, to give us an itinerary.
Doing any good?
Apparently it did pretty much good, because they asked Berg to go up to New York today to meet with the council, the National Council of Churches there, and with the people who are actually controlling the situation. And Berg is in New York this morning trying to work out specific details with them.
You ask Nick, just tell him you want to come up with a report to me each day and any recommendations of anything else I ought to be doing.
All right, and I'll
bring that girl
I'll check you out with your office, bring them a shorter by. All right.